This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1122, How to Connect with Other Parents in English When Your Child is Acting Up.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, Carlota asks us a great question. How can she describe her daughter's bad behavior to another parent in English? Today, get some fun cultural phrases to do this naturally. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, Michelle?
Not too much. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. You know, we're in mid-March. Yeah, March is a quieter month than February. And also May is going to be super busy with our trip to Japan. So, March and April are a little more chill.
Yeah, you get some time to breathe a little bit, right? Regular
little
life.
A little bit. It's a busy year.
Yeah. I don't know. Will you get a chance to see your niece during this time because you have a little bit more time to think?
Yeah, well, I know she had her birthday back on February 5th. So we had a party. We went to the bouncy house and that was super fun. It was just awesome. It's so funny. She turned five.
Yeah. Oh, she seems so sweet.
She's so sweet.
She is. Does she ever give you a hard time or is she pretty easygoing?
She's really sweet, but she has very much her own personality. She sticks up for herself, which is great. And she's outspoken, I think is what I would describe her as. But she also knows the limits. Like she knows she's a kid and she has to kind of respect adults and like ask for permission for things. So I think she's perfect.
Oh yeah, of course. Oh my gosh, aunt life is so great. Yeah,
that's so great.
I mean, I think all kids have moments. I mean, even the sweetest kids, right? Where they're like a little bit tough because they're kids, of course, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So actually we have a question about this today. It's kind of a I feel bad for kids sometimes when adults get frustrated, they use certain language, right, to talk about their kids like misbehaving. And that's what this episode is about. So, Lindsay, could you read the question for us?
All right, here we go. This is great because you just became a mom, Michelle.
Yeah,
so this
exactly.
Will be interesting.
Yeah, I might one day I might be using these phrases.
Yeah, you're going to come back to the podcast for the phrases.
What are those again? Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, girls. Here I am again with another question. I love your work, your discussions, your topics, and everything else from your show. Thank you very much for keeping going with it because it's so interesting for us. Well, here's my question. The other day, my daughter was really badly behaving at a Halloween party. She wanted her friend's toy and didn't listen to me when I told her to stop yelling. It was a big circus. I had to take her out of the party and we went back home. Besides the parent challenge about how to educate my daughter, my question is, what is the name of her bad behavior? I mean, when I was explaining to another friend what happened, I wanted to tell her that she was yelling and behaving like a spoiled child. I couldn't find the word that I wanted, but I believe she understood the message. After, though, I looked for the better way to describe the situation, and I found the word tantrum. Oh, yeah. Does it work to describe my daughter's behavior that day? Could you give me more tips about how to talk about this situation? Thank you very much again, Carlota. Okay.
This made me laugh. Carlota, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had a hard time with your daughter.
Yeah, this is really tough. I mean, and I like that Carlota is looking for ways to connect with other moms, you know, through this in English, right? So if you're raising a kid in the US or the UK, you want to connect with other moms. Of course, you need to describe what your daughter did.
Right. Yeah. I mean, would you use the word tantrum, Lindsay?
Yeah, I could. Yeah. I think we're going to have a bunch of fun expressions. And I feel like lately, a lot of my friends are like at that age where they have like toddlers. A lot of my friends have kids now. And so there's some really fun phrases that I feel like have been coming out a lot lately. Like meltdown. That's a good one. there was a meltdown.
Having a meltdown. Yep. That's a good one. That is. Yeah. We got to add that one. Yep. I like that. So it sounds like, you know, Carlota's daughter was having a hard time. I think if a child is behaving in a spoiled way, they may be having a tantrum, but they may not be, right? A spoiled child may be yelling or may just be acting in a way that shows they think they're the most important, right? But they may not be yelling, right? So I think spoiled can be, you know, have different behaviors, whereas tantrum or a temper tantrum is mostly about the yelling part, right?
Yeah, for sure. I just imagine a screaming kid, just freaking out, screaming and crying, and nothing will stop them from crying. That's a temper tantrum. That's a tantrum, right? Or a temper tantrum.
Mm-hmm. Right. So if your child was behaving in this way, it sounds like both of these phrases would be useful, Carlota, because you said she was, you know, screaming, right? I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, a spoiled, if you say somebody's spoiled, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're screaming.
Do you need to prepare for the IELTS this year? We have everything you need at the IELTS Energy podcast. So go and search for IELTS Energy and hit subscribe for the best tips to get your 7, 8, or 9. We'll see you there.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, spoiled, to be honest, is often used to describe a kid that has never been said no to. Right. They've been like this might be just a big myth, but a lot of people think that only children would be more spoiled because their parents spoiled them if they gave them everything they ever wanted and they never had to share. They never had to, you know, take a back seat to someone else. That would be, I'm not saying that's true, right? But it's just what some people think. So that's a spoiled child, right? They think they're the center of the universe because there's no one else that they've ever had to get along with. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And spoiled is basically, oh, I want this. And the parent says, yes. You know, yes, it's like anything that the kid wants because I don't know. I think sometimes the parents are just afraid to say no.
Or like, I feel like sometimes there's just too many gifts at Christmas time for my niece. Like, by the time we get to like the 20th, I'm like, she doesn't need 20 gifts. She just needs one. Like, she doesn't need, you know?
That's so funny. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots of gifts, lots of material items. Yeah. Ugh. I think it's important to realize that these things, like all of these words, basically mean misbehaving. That's kind of the nice way to put it.
Yeah.
Right. She was misbehaving. So, you know, throwing a tantrum or being spoiled, those, you know, these are like kind of rude, right?
Yeah.
So it's only if you're really upset about your kid and you need to vent. I think people use these phrases for sure, but, you know, misbehaving is kind of like the nice way to put it.
Yeah. The misbehaving is like the more formal, more contained way. But if you say something like, oh, last Saturday we had a meltdown at the bouncy house place.
Yeah.
That's just a fun, like, casual way to say the kid freaked out and had a hissy fit, right? Another right. one would be hissy fit.
yep. I got that one. Yeah, that is a good one. Yeah. So just to go over, you know, throwing a tantrum. So you could say, so with tantrum, you might say to throw a tantrum, or you might stick in throw a temper tantrum. So you could say like, oh, sorry, my daughter is throwing a temper tantrum right now. I'll call you back later, right?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Mm-hmm.
Right. Or the one spoiled. So you could say, you know, someone's being spoiled or acting spoiled, or you could say spoiled brat. So what would that sound like, Lindsay?
Yeah. So sorry, he's being a spoiled brat right now. Why won't he share his toys?
Yeah.
Yeah. This word brat, I feel like this word brat was very popular when we were kids, like our age in the 80s. But I don't hear it as much anymore, but I don't know. I'm not around moms too much, so I don't know.
I don't know. I don't, actually, you know, maybe you're right, because it is kind of like a nasty sounding mm-hmm. word. Maybe I don't know. But yeah, as you mentioned, we have the word meltdown, you know, so having a meltdown.
Mm-hmm, I love that. I would say that one's one of the most current phrases right now that everyone's using.
yeah. That's funny. Yeah. Or, you know, we talked about misbehaving. Mm-hmm. And or like you said, Lindsay, what's another one? To throw a
hissy fit, yeah. Or just to throw a fit. But you can add hissy in there, a hissy fit in the middle, like being screaming and freaking out. Now, don't throw a hissy fit. He's going to give you back your toy, right? Is what you could say to your child, right? Don't throw a hissy fit. He's going to give your toy back. Or to the mother, you could say, oh, my kid is throwing a hissy fit right now. So hold on. I'll be back.
Or you could say even like acting out. I think people, would you say acting out or acting up, right?
Both. Yeah, I would say. I would say. Yeah.
So Michelle, sorry.
This is your future. This is coming.
Yeah, I know. This is a little bit of a scary
couple
episode
years.
For me. Oh my gosh. So you could say like, oh, I wish I could join you, but my son is acting out, so he can't go to the party with us.
Yeah, that's good.
And I mean, one more. Oh, sorry, Lindsay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So these could also work. Some of these could also be good for like even teenagers. A teenager could act out.
Yeah.
By, I don't know, like going and like drinking alcohol when they're not supposed to, or who knows what, right? So some of these can be used as like throughout all of childhood and teenagehood. Some of them are just for kids. Like a meltdown, I think, is just probably just for like kids.
Yeah, for real little kids, I think. That's a really good point, Lindsay. Yeah. And we have one more, which is carrying on like a. So, I could say like, I had to leave the haircut place without getting her hair done because she was carrying on like a baby.
That's so frustrating.
Yeah. And unfortunately, my mom actually tells a story that we got kicked out of the haircut place once when I was little because I was carrying on like a baby and I wouldn't let them do anything.
Gosh.
And they threw us.
Michelle, you are a bad kid.
Bad kid.
That's horrible. Oh man. And now you see like it's so hard sometimes to block off time, right? To even like take your kid to the hairdresser, right? And so if your kid has a meltdown in the hair, that's so hard.
That probably totally messes up your day.
Oh gosh. All right. Okay.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Yeah. So that was me. Anyway.
Yeah, so do we have a role play today, Michelle? Are we going to do some kind of fun little role play for our listeners?
We are. So we're going to use some of the phrases. I don't think we included all of them in there. But in this role play, Lindsay, I am your mom.
Okay.
And you are not being good.
Oh, gosh. How old am I? Am I like 3 or 5? I have to be a 5-year-old?
Sure, you can be 5.
Okay. I'll try my best.
Okay, here we go. All right. Oh, wait, you know what? No, I think you're older. Never mind. You're older. You're closer to, I would say, getting close to the teenage years. You'll see.
Oh, okay. Like a preteen. Okay.
Preteen. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Lindsay, you're really misbehaving. You'll be grounded if you keep this up.
Oh, Mom, you're carrying on like a baby. I'm not doing anything wrong.
You are behaving like a spoiled brat, Lindsay. I will not have you throw a temper tantrum in the middle of the mall. This is embarrassing. I will tell your friends you've been acting out and then you can't go to the party.
Sorry, I guess I threw a hissy fit.
That's okay.
Oh, tactics. Difficult tactics. Gonna go tell my friends. Oh, boy. Man, motherhood. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. That was funny. So, all right, let's go through this. So first I said, Lindsay, you are misbehaving. So that was like the nice way to put it.
Yeah, that's kind of the most contained way, like I said before, right?
Right.
Yeah. And then I said, oh, mom, you're carrying on like a baby. I'm saying you're carrying on like a
baby. Yeah, which is really out of line, Lindsay.
Yep.
And I said, you're behaving like a spoiled brat.
Yep.
And then
I will not have you throw a temper tantrum, meaning I will not let you, right? Throw a temper tantrum in the middle of the mall.
Yeah. And then I said, I'll tell your friends you've been acting out and you can't go to the party.
Oh, boy. And then, sorry, I guess I threw a hissy fit, right? So a hissy fit, again, a little fit, like a moment of kind of a meltdown. That's what that is.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And we had one other thing. So I said, you'll be grounded. What does that mean to be grounded?
Oh, yeah. So usually to be grounded, of course, it depends on each family, but generally it means that the kid can't go out beyond just going to school, right? Yeah. So they're under some kind of house arrest. Is that what it's called?
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, they have to stay home and maybe do chores or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So that was a fun one, Lindsay.
Okay.
So what's the takeaway for today?
Oh, guys, this is great. I mean, I love that Carlota asked this question because it's so important, especially when you're a mom in a new country, right? You want to connect, and to connect with other parents is a really good way to do that, right? And these are the phrases that you need to talk about your experience with your kid to other moms, and also to talk to your kids sometimes if you're teaching them English, right?
Right.
So these are phrases that you can use for misbehaving. The word misbehaving is a more formal, more blanket term, and then these are all very specific, kind of slangy terms.
Yeah, definitely. Realize, when you use these words, they're not the words that are not misbehaving. It sounds a certain way, like you're really, really upset or frustrated, but definitely people use them. Like, there's no way around it. People will say these things.
Yeah, I would say don't use them lightly, right? If a kid's just like a little bit annoying, but they're not necessarily a spoiled brat. That's a very strong thing to say.
Yeah, I agree.
And listen to what other parents say, like observe, if you're going to some event, your kid's invited to a birthday party, you can talk with the other parents and pick up on their vocabulary.
Yeah, that's a really good way to do it. Yeah. Well, this was fun. I really like this question. And I hope things got better for you, Carlota.
Yeah, I hope so too. Okay. All right. This is good. We've got parenting tips and vocabulary on all of these.
That's right. That's so funny. All right. This has been fun, Lindsay. Thanks for hanging out.
All right, Michelle. Talk soon. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.